Dear folks, the feeling I have is I'm now shared by silence. And this is it. That with each passing year, the achievements of Al-Anon become ever more exciting, and the possibilities ever more fabulous. A good deal is said in AA about the advantages of the kinship of suffering that binds us together. On that score, you folks here have a double kinship. The suffering you have had in living with the drunk, and the suffering you still have living with him sober. And this is a double assignment. And all these years you folks have had to take this rap without any anesthetic. I know that you believe with me that blame is not a word for our vocabularies anymore. But I think every alcoholic who has deformed himself and therefore those around him feels a very high sense of responsibility for his part in all of the tragedies that he has created. Now then, we know in AA that we don't have a success story in the usual sense of the word. We have complete defeat, converted under God's grace into a new life. So neither we alcoholics nor you folks really refine at past suffering. I am sure that now Al-Anon is so far on its way that many of you rejoice in them, because this second great fellowship in our midst is the direct result, first of all, of the terrible misadventure. I know it is always a chief source of dismay and regret at a certain stage, just as Lois put it last night, that we have not been able to do for each other what the partnership of marriage would seem to make us think we could do. You folks could not sober up us drunk. On this topic, there was this singular lack of communication, due, I believe, to our own lunacy. Because drinking at the disruptive stage, Alan Backman described it up at the meeting the other night, is a sheer lunacy. Now then, this living with a person so sick has meant that you have picked up the contagion. You have become sick in your world and in a different world. So when we come into AA and we get sober, we often find that we too have this singular and distressing lack of power to aid you in your own. I mean to aid you in the deepest and best sense of the word. Most most of us alcoholics get along most of the time with each other. We relate ourselves to friends now coming back, to the world of business, to the town in which we live. But where we still fail is where we have always failed, and that is in the trouble in relationship. And this is because the twist there has been great. So Al-Anon is a most timely and wonderful recognition that as victims of alcoholism, whether as the drinkers or the caretakers, everybody did get sick. And that nobody is too much to blame. So that we can forgive ourselves and thereby each other. So where do we go? Well, you have this singular power of identification with each other. People with a common problem, a common illness, which has been indeed a very desperate one. The difficulties of living with AA even so without. And this, as AA grew, became a greater and greater vacuum. And all of a sudden they are rushed into with God's grace, attracting some of the early timers in all parts of the country into his service in this Al-Anon oil. As you know, your society took different shapes and forms according to locality. Then it was realized by some of the folks down here, particularly by Lois and Anne, and those who immediately followed, that there would need to be some way of communicating group to group, stricken person to stricken person. But like AA, you would have to function not only as individuals and groups, you would have to function as a whole. So, some of the folks here took on the responsibility of providing your world service. And you have fairly well run the course that we of AA did. There was the problem of a uniform name. Then there was the problem of a uniform literature. Then there was the problem of publicity that brought inquiries by thousands. Then there was the problem of relating those people to the nearest people who knew the answer. And then as new groups took shape, there was the problem of group relations, of relating the experience that had been had in the older groups to the new ones. Then there was the problem of communication over barriers of great distance in language. And so you got into translation. Another communication problem was the director. So all of these were problems in communication, so that still others in great numbers could be reached and could reach you. Then 3 years ago, just as in AA we saw this picture, the group here realized that it had to be linked far more directly to the society it served. It had to become directly far more accountable Otherwise, someday, it might stumble, it might fall, and because of its remoteness from the large part of you, it could not see result. So this is why you delegate to him, and with the folks at this end, I congratulate you on the fact that you see this need, on all that you've done to meet it, in terms of miles traveled, talks made, and love for them. So you have become conscious under which these trusted servants operate. And it is very important that this conscience be made a permanent thing and a closely related thing. And now for 3 years, you have experimented, just as AA experimented for 5 years, to see if this could work. Would there be interest in it? Would there be dedication? Would there be enough people who would make the sacrifice to come down here and look after the life-giving service? In the case of AA, I know it is no exaggeration to say that its world services silently, rather out of sight most of the time, have directly or indirectly accounted for half of AA's role and a great deal of its units. And I think when you think over your briefer life, you can draw the same conclusion. Supposing this terrible need had begun to be filled just completely haphazard. Supposing that you had no book, supposing that you had no step, supposing that there were no traditions, supposing that inquiries in the paper were not answered, supposing that no group could find out except perhaps from some very remote group and occasional visitors what the score of group life was, supposing that anybody could represent this outfit in its public relations by merely walking through a mic. Supposing the dedicated people that have begun this noble work of translation had never tried or had nothing to translate. Where would you be even now? How many members would you have? How much unity would there be? So you see, you people here who come into conscience, and those who work in our trusted service, you folks just must perpetuate this because taken together, you are the greatest single insurance policy that could be written for the certain survival of Al-Anon and for its growth and for its continually extending arbor and the lifeblood going through. This is the responsibility. Now I think sometimes exhortations to be responsible are kind of boring. After all, if you are doing this out of a sense of responsibility only, I think it would falter and maybe fail this effort. who like to go on living just out of the tenets of the Apostle Paul? Who likes to do everything just because he or she must? Lots of us come to AA to begin with on that earth. We monsters off. You come to Al-Anon. We must or we shall explode. But when you are arrived, then you say, well, I not only have a responsibility here, I not only ought to do these things, now I want to do them. Now I love to. So may the future on this already tremendous thing be always blessed both with your dedicated responsibility and your unstinted love. Pardon me, dear people, I've got to run on to the next time. A joy to be with him. And I say God bless Elmer. And won't say good.
Lois. I don't know what I can say after my husband, better half, because he can always string the words together so beautifully, and I just mumble and bumble and fumble, but I do love him. Welcome you all here so very heartily. And this is really just a thrilling thing to see so many of you. I want to thank you all. The first two panels have been done such a tremendous job. We at headquarters have felt the response from the work that you have been doing. Very grateful. And the third panel, we know, is going to be just as enthusiastic, dedicated, as the other two panels. And I was going to say something about the importance of having a permanent conference, but I don't think that's necessary at the moment. After Bill's strong urging. But it is just wonderful to see you all, and I'm sure we're going to enjoy working together. I hope we'll have time for some fun also. And welcome all you dear folks very gratefully.